You set the gold standard for your business. Your website should do the same. Wix puts you at the helm, so you can enjoy the creative freedom of designing your site just the way you want. Want someone to bounce your ideas off? Talk with AI to create a beautiful site together. Whatever your business, manage it from one place and tie it all together with a personalized domain name. Gear up for success with a brand that says you best. You can do it yourself on Wix.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
Tech Talk with Jess Kelly.
Thanks to Vodafone Business. With cybersecurity solutions from Vodafone, your business can hack off the hackers. See vodafone.ie/business.
This is News Talk.
Yeah, you're very welcome along. Coming up over the next hour, we'll ask why has more not been done to embrace technology within our health service? Why are there cameras going into your bins? And as ever, I'll answer your tech questions. If you want to get in touch, you can do so right now. Drop me an email to techtalk@newstalk.com, or you'll find me on Instagram at JessKellyNT. I just wanted to say thank you to everybody who got in touch last week after I mentioned my gardening. I have received so many links to different YouTube channels, different content creators on Instagram showing what to do in your garden. I have had a ball over the last few days going through them all. So please do keep them coming. I'm very excited for Bordbia Bloom even, which is taking place in the Phoenix Park in Dublin next weekend. I will be there walking through all of the glorious gardens and taking in as much inspiration as possible. And also then on Sunday of next weekend, I'll be doing the VHI Women's Mini Marathon in aid of News Talk's charity partner, the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre. We are so close to our target in terms of fundraising. We've raised €1,800 so far, and I am incredibly grateful to every single person who has donated. If you haven't yet, and if you have a fiver to spare, I would be so grateful if you consider donating it. You can head to idonate.ie/runfordrcc. And I promise I will stop talking about it soon. Anyway, you may remember on this very show, this time last year, I brought you a special program from Maynooth University. I was there for the Digital Health Summer School. We met some incredible clinicians, patients, and advocates for e-health. We heard about a pilot program that would see every citizen in this country having access to their medical history, cutting down on admin, paperwork, and lost appointments. Well, 12 months on, it took place again, and I'm delighted to say the man behind it all at Maynooth University, Martin Curley, is with me once again. Martin, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. As I mentioned there, it's hard to believe it was a year ago since I was down at the summer school. I couldn't make it, unfortunately, this year. But from all I have seen, read and heard, it was a massive success. Can you just set out the stall and tell me what your mission for this year's summer school was?
Well, great. And it was wonderful to have you last year, Jess. And you gave a great talk about one of the things we were sharing at the conference around sort of, person or patient empowerment. And last year you told a story about how you use the Irish Life Health My Life app to improve your health. So what we did this year, we've really built on last year's summer school, and our theme, what we launched was a strategic initiative called Mission 10X. which we hope everybody in Ireland will get involved in. And we already had many sort of leading clinicians and indeed patient associations involved. And Jess, you've heard me talk before around stay left, shift left, 10X. And this is what we call a paradigm, a policy, and a practice. And it's about totally flipping the health system, or more, it could be more accurately called our illness or sick care system, on its head. And we really focus on wellness and early detection of disease and empowering patients and people to stay well. And the summer school was really about that, launching Mission 10X. And we call it a moonshot, like, you know, John F. Kennedy motivated the whole United States to put a man on the moon. Our moonshot in Ireland is to move from a lagging health system. We have amazing health workers, and most of them are really passionate and very skilled. But we're recognized as the absolute laggard in Europe in digital health. So we all can use our phone for banking or listening to music or shopping, but we can't do it for health. And right now, the health system revolves around hospitals rather than ourselves. So we launched this initiative, Mission 10X, to build a 10 times or 10X better health system that's gives 10 times better health. It's 10 times cheaper than what we're proposing for e-health in Ireland. It's 10 times better. We can build it 10 times quicker. And just, we talk about four Copernican shifts. And just to remind your listeners, Copernicus, he was the person to figure out that the Earth revolved around the sun rather than the sun revolving around the Earth. And even though it's obvious to us, there was a huge amount of opposition to that at the time in the 1500s. In fact, it took 150 years for that idea to be adopted. And what we've been proposing, not just aspirationally, but with a lot of evidence from living labs in Ireland, is we flip the health system, and we have what we call four Copernican shifts. The first is from illness to wellness. So we're spending 97% of our health budget on illness or restoring health from illness, and just 3% on wellness. And we believe if we shifted that to just 10% of the spend on wellness, we could have a dramatic improvement in health. And that would involve, for example, AI-assisted screenings in your pharmacy, your GP, or at a primary care center. The second shift is from analog to digital. So right now we've got really well-trained clinicians working with paper. We just have paper health records. Less than 10% of Irish hospitals have electronic health records. And in fact, we believe actually health should be in the home and community. And that's the third shift, which is from hospital to home. So we believe most of health should happen in the home or in the community. And we now have technologies, and we demonstrated these technologies where we can have like better what are called vital signs, like tracking your pulse rate, your respiration rate, and your temperature in the home than we have in most Irish hospitals. Mm. And the last shift, Copernican shift, is potentially the most important one, moving from paternalism to participation and partnership. So in the past, it used to be that the doctor knew best. And now it's moving to what we call co-production. So each individual works with their clinicians to co-produce their health and maximize their health. And we believe these four shifts, and they're all enabled by digital technology, and we demonstrated this working, and I'll tell you about that in a minute, can transform the health of everybody in Ireland, and can also move Ireland from last in Europe, and we're very far last, to be first in the world in digital health systems, and you'll have some of the healthiest people on the planet.
Yeah, and every time I hear you, and we've spoken many times over the years, and I feel like you have always been clear and concise. And yes, this is a moonshot and it is a big ambition, But as you said, these are shifts that they're not, it's, the world isn't going to fall down if we embrace these measures. Lives could be saved, money can be saved. And yet I find myself asking, why hasn't it already been done? When we look at how the HSE budget is allocated, how much currently is being allocated to technology and solutions like this versus what would be needed to get your vision to life?
You know, it's a great question, Jess, and we'll get onto this in a second, but we actually demonstrated this whole system working, this in Maynooth, and somebody called the mother of all demos. So this isn't aspirational. We actually have it built. And what we're suggesting right now, and this is very much a partnership, you know, Damien McAllen, who's the deputy CEO of the HSE, he said recently in the OLUS article that, you know, the problems in the health system just can't be solved within the health systems. And that's always a position I've held. And what I've been trying to do from Maynooth is drive what we call a guided, open, collaborative ecosystem, where we have many, many parties working together to drive the shift. But to get to the specific numbers, we think we can build a working, you know, really robust prototype of this future system for about 10 million. So that would involve what we call a spine, a secure patient information network exchange, and all the interactions with the pharmacists, with the hospitals, with the GPs. And we would run what's called a living lab for 1,000 people, and we would offer them sort of AI screenings in a pharmacy or in a GP setting. Or when they went to the GP, the interaction with the GP would be so much better. It would be artificial intelligence annotated. And by the time they leave the GP practice, they already have the report of the doctor on their phone. And we know most people forget many things, particularly important things in encounters with clinicians. And we now have this working. So what we're suggesting, Jess, for 10 million, we could build a living lab for 1,000 people, old people, young people, middle-aged people, and we would show how this would work securely, safely at scale. And we think we could do that in a year. And then we're proposing, if that's successful, 100 million to scale the basic infrastructure for the country. Now, that's just a fraction. It's at least 10x or 10 times cheaper than what is currently proposed by the current Department of Health and HSE plans. And we're actually not working in opposition to the HSE or Department of Health. Mm. Everything we do is fully aligned with Sláintecare. And what we're suggesting, we can leap ahead. And right now, the HSE's plan, according, you know, they have a good digital care plan. It's a strategy. But it shows it'll be 2030 before the first electronic health record is put into an acute hospital, other than the 5 maternity hospitals that have one. And what we can say is actually, we can give everybody in Ireland access to the next generation digital health system for a tenth of that cost. And we could do it 10 times earlier. We can actually be finished across Ireland before the first acute electronic health record goes into hospitals. And it's only makes sense. So there's a really stark choice. And I've always said before, and people got offended, you know, sometimes I said, look, the job of transforming the Irish healthcare system is too big to be left to the Department of Health and HSE. And we very, you know, very many good people in there. But it's bigger than that. And what we're saying, we are proposing a moonshot. We call it Mission 10X, where everybody works together to develop a next generation health system that's 10 times better than what's proposed for 5 years' time. And we can do it for a tenth of the price. So the choice is build the next generation digital health system primarily with Irish companies. We had 13 or 14 Irish companies working with us to actually build a mother of all demos, all supported by Enterprise Ireland. And we can deliver that capability. We want to give everybody access to their electronic health record on the phone, and that's linked with the spine. Or the other choice is we wait till the current plan, and there's nothing wrong with the strategy. But the problem is the plan. They're buying technology software that's 30 years old, or it's started, obviously it's being improved, and will only get us to where the rest of the developed world was 10 or 15 years ago. So I think there's a very stark choice, and I think people want to live longer. And we have evidence, if you use these kind of technologies, you know, a person like chronic health record, where people are empowered to manage their own health, working with their clinicians, where we can do AI screenings, like in Ireland, cardiovascular is, you know, the number one or two cause of death. We now have tools, and we demonstrated these in Maynooth, AI analysis of ECGs, you know, electrocardiograms, or we had an AI stethoscope that could detect a heart murmur in the GP surgery. And previously, these are kind of tests that some cases there's 1 year to a year and a half waiting list to get either an ECG or an echo test. And now we can do them, you know, in the GP pharmacy. In fact, we showed a video of Doreen Enright. She's in her mid-70s, and she told a story. Again, she spoke at her summer school last year, how she used a small device called a Cardia Life Core and her Fitbit with her GP to diagnose quite a serious condition that, you know, the hospital consultants weren't able to find in a series of tests. And he would say, look, this saved their lives. And people say that older people can't use the technology, but Doreen's a wonderful example of an older person who uses these tools to enhance and manage your health. So we are proposing Mission 10X. It's a moonshot for the country. It's getting everybody to focus on a healthier Ireland and a better health system, better for all the inhabitants of Ireland and better for the clinicians. It's unfair for the clinicians. They're used, so many of our clinicians, you know, spend time abroad and they use electronic health records. They come back here and they're working on paper system. So that's what we're proposing. But we also produced the evidence. We actually showed it working, and we had many of the important stakeholders in the Irish, you know, health and patient industry. We had Stephen McMahon, who's head of the Irish Patients Association. We had Dr. Dermot O'Shea, who's the president of the Royal College of Physicians of Ireland. We had Professor Michael Caron, who's the incoming president of RCSI. You know, we had the Secretary General of the Irish Pharmacy Union, with many leading clinicians, all actually participating and supporting this movement towards stay left, shift left, 10X. Mm. And just to remind you what that's about keeping people well in the first instance and early detection of disease. And it's about getting people home from hospital and using these digital technologies that are 10 times better, 10 times faster, 10 times cheaper.
Yeah, look, and I spoke about you. I referenced you 2 weeks ago when I was chatting to the CMO of Whoop when I was in Boston about their new medical grade device, which can identify trends in your health. It also gives you a health span age. So as I said on the show, my health span age is 3 years older than my biological age. And since I've had that information, I have been working to sleep better, drink more water, move more, be more considered about my decisions. So I am, and as you referenced last earlier on as well, my use of the MyLife app, I am a living, breathing, walking, talking example of how technology can have a positive impact in somebody's health and well-being. And as you said, it's not an age-specific thing. I met Doreen last year. She is a fantastic advocate for the technology. But I keep coming back to the point of, if it makes so much sense, I don't know a single person who wouldn't be in favor of a better health system and keeping well people well for longer. So why isn't this just being set up and done as of yesterday?
Yeah, no, it's a really important question. And I would say the first thing is, you know, historically, there's been huge resistance to change in the healthcare system. But, you know, the leaders in the Irish health system might have heard the expression, nobody got fired for buying IBM. So they're all looking back and saying, you know, the NHS bought such a system and, you know, Denmark bought such a system. So that's what people are inclined to do because they want to stay, you know, safe. But what's really needed is moral courage. collective moral courage. And Robert Kennedy, he very much inspires me. And he says that, you know, moral courage is, you know, a very rare commodity, and it's rarer than kind of bravery on the battlefield or great intelligence. But he says it's the one most vital ingredient needed to change a world that really finds change so painful. So this is about moral courage. You know, the solution is hiding in plain sight. We demonstrated this in Maynooth last week, and we had doctors, we had nurses, we had patients, we had technologists all working together. So what we need is collective moral courage. And what we're suggesting, like we're spending, you know, 20 odd billion on health, and there's a tiny fraction of that required to actually build and implement this system. And what we're suggesting to the Department of Health and HSE and people like Robert Watt, he's an economist, he's a smart guy. We're proposing, look, take this as an option. This is a 10 million option to build a working system. So you're not taking a, you know, a massive risk on the 20 odd billion. And if it doesn't work, then you let that option expire, to use financial terms. If it works, then you do what you strike that option and you build on it. So we're trying to make this really easy for the government to adopt. And it was terrific. We had Minister James Lawless attend. He spoke. He's the Minister for Higher Ed. And he spoke about how universities can really add big societal and economic value. We had Malcolm Byrne, who is the new chair of the Eruptus AI Committee. We have a lot of political support, and we also have, you know, some of the leading clinical associations, and we have Enterprise Ireland support. We have some absolutely, you know, spectacular companies that we're working with. For example, Vox AI, you know, we've embedded their technology into our spine. So now the clinician actually speaks using a voice interface to the spine, and they can say, oh, hi, Jess Kelly, you know, I guess your age 33. We've just done an assessment. Your blood pressure was 120 over 80. That's very normal. We've assessed your metabolic age as you know, 32. And all of that data automatically gets ingested into the spine. So we're not talking just some people, you know, when they're marketing, they have a marketecture or vaporware. But we've built this, and it's real. We built it on open source software, but it's not cowboy software. It's actually certified by the U.S. Digital Health Agency, ONC. That's about the tenth of the price of, you know, the three or four market leaders that are selling a QDHR. So this actually is a little bit about bravery and courage, and we're trying to make it really easy to say, well, let's spend a small amount. And the amount, you know, the HSE have developed an app, and it's reasonable, you know. Robert Watt described it as modest, but it costs 6 million.
Yeah.
And what we're saying, for a little bit more than that, say 10 million, we can actually build a system that's not 10 times better, maybe 40 times better, where everybody has a personal electronic health record on the phone. And you will sadly remember the case of Aoife Johnson, who died in UHL and her sepsis wasn't detected. We demonstrated this technology working on stage. We're working with David Tui and his company, Syncrify, a Galway-based company. And David took my vital signs, and that's something we're trying to get into every Irish hospital. But as soon as they were taken, the system automatically computed an early warning score. And then that data was sent directly into the spine. And then there we could have an AI agent detecting whether something was deteriorating. And they can detect it earlier than the nurses or the doctors on the ward. And we call this augmented intelligence rather than, you know, the job. And, you know, Dermot O'Shea, who's a, you know, fantastic doctor, president of RCPI, and he's a consultant at Mullan Hospital in Donnybrook, he made the great point. This is about actually giving time back to the clinician. So this is such a win-win solution. So it just requires a little bit of imagination and courage. Why would we do what everybody else did? And, you know, there's been lots of benefits for countries putting in electronic health records. But when we actually have a 10 times better solution built in Ireland, that's 10 times cheaper, that we can deliver 10 times faster, and has enormous export potential. I know Enterprise Ireland, we're working very closely with them. They're very excited about the potential of this group of Irish companies creating something unique that then can be exported.
Well, look, I could talk to you for hours, and I'm going to have you back on the show in a few weeks' time, because I feel like that there's so much that we still need to delve into here. But the mission is incredible, and I think the transformational impact this could have, not only on the health service, but also the people of this country. And as you always say, keeping well people well for longer. It's just incredible, remarkable. And I hope we get to see this vision come to fruition and start bringing some of those positive impacts that you've just outlined for us. Martin, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. Congratulations on all of the success, and we will talk to you very soon.
Great. Thanks again, Jess.
Yeah, I would love to hear from you on this. If you're someone who has constant contact with the medical services for whatever reasons, would e-health and digital health services make a difference for you? Email me, techtalk@newstalk.com. Tell me about your experience. Tell me where improvements could be made. I genuinely, as somebody who's had quite a few family members interacting with the health service over the last number of years, it's a bugbear of mine, I'll be completely honest. But again, I'd love to hear your thoughts. Now, from healthcare to bins. After the break, we're going to find out why bin lorries now have cameras.
You set the gold standard for your business. Your website should do the same. Wix puts you at the helm so you can enjoy the creative freedom of designing your site just the way you want. Want someone to bounce your ideas off? Talk with AI to create a beautiful site together. Whatever your business, manage it from one place and tie it all together with a personalized domain name. Gear up for success with a brand that says you best. You can do it yourself on Wix.